You have found the Drop Podcast, recorded live at the spacious STL All Sports Radio Studios. The Drop is an unbiased, in-depth hockey podcast dedicated to the St. Louis Blues and all the hot topics within the NHL. So tell the ref, you don't mind the game misconduct penalty. You were headed to the locker room anyway to listen to The Drop. Here's your host, Lance Descott.
Welcome to another game recap on The Drop Podcast. In this podcast, we're going to be going over the Blues versus the Oilers, which was the final game on the Blues' homestand. They started out with New Jersey, which they beat 5-2 after coming down 2-0 in the game. They played a very strong third period in parts of the game against Chicago, but Chicago got the lead about 15 minutes late in the third period, 5-4, and then they got an empty net goal from Panarin, and Chicago wins that one 6-4. So at this point going into this game, the Blues are 1-1. They really need to go 2-1 on this homestand. Coming in as a up-and-coming young team with players such as McDavid, Nugent Hopkins, Talbot's a very good goalie, and these teams are pretty evenly matched, if I'm not mistaken, going into the game. The Blues had scored 90 goals, and Edmonton had scored 93, or vice versa. The very similar teams. If Oilers could beat the Blues on the road, this would start out their road trip on a positive note. The Blues are looking to make their homestand, come out to be a success. They really need to go 2-1 on this homestand before heading out to play Dallas tonight on Tuesday the 20th, and then Tampa Bay on the 22nd, both road games. So let's go ahead and get into the highlights of this game and see who is able to get on the board first.
Off the inside of the left wrist. Now the Blues, Shattenkirk gets it. Brodziak follows up. Chips. He scores! Kyle Brodziak!
That's a pretty good break for the Blues there, and Brodziak takes advantage of it with a quick wrister. Shattenkirk enters the zone. He tries to make a pass to the side, but he gets some help. Brodziak surprises everybody, I'm sure, including the goaltender. He jumps on, grabs a hold of this thing. It's on end, wobbling, and he beats Talbot, who's off his angle, low to the glove side. Nice shot there by Brodziak.
Great shot by Brodziak, just to the stick side of Talbot. Nothing he could really do. Talbot was a little out of position for that shot, but the Blues are very fortunate, as Panger said. This puck was very close to being knocked out of the zone, and Connor McDavid would have probably had a pretty clear path right to Jake Allen, and it may have been a two-on-none or a two-on-one. So the Blues are very fortunate to keep the puck in the end and be able to get that goal by Brodziak to take a 1-0 lead. The Blues are playing very well at this point. It's Brodziak's fifth goal of the season. Shattenkirk had an assist, his 16th. It's 4 minutes and 20 seconds into the first period. The Blues take the lead 1-0. This game, like I said, evenly matched teams. Both teams had opportunities. Both teams are playing physical. You just didn't know who was going to score next. You didn't know if it was going to be the Blues or if it was going to be Edmonton. Edmonton would fight back hard, and they would tie this game 11 minutes and 44 seconds in on a goal by Tyler Pitlick.
Dreisaitl wins it again. Pitlick shot, scores! Tyler Pitlick ties the game at one.
Wins a face-off. A guy that is really trying to make himself a better face-off player than Leon Dreisaitl. Nice job. Gets underneath. Ties up his man. Pitlick rolls from the inside, or from the outside, I should say. Tap. Quick shot. Carter Hutton doesn't see it. You can tell by his reaction, but that's a planned play. We've seen the Oilers practice that type of play. A little roll off the boards. Tyler Pitlick makes it count.
Key to this goal was the play of Dreisaitl. Dreisaitl is a very, very good player. He played well for Edmonton last night. He's one of the players the Blues were trying to get when they were working with Edmonton, for the trade with Kevin Shattenkirk. Either him or Nugent Hopkins or Hall, and Tyler, Hall went to the Devils, and the Blues were not able to work out a deal for Dreisaitl or for Nugent Hopkins. I guess some deals just weren't meant to be done. And as I said, Dreisaitl got his 15th assist on this goal. Tyler Pitlick gets his 8th goal. It was 11 minutes and 44 seconds into the first. Edmonton and the Blues are now tied at one. I can't say this enough, that these are such evenly matched teams. You know, the I would say the Blues are a little bit older and Edmonton's got a much younger team, but they're coming together and they're going to be a team to be reckoned with, I feel, for years to come. Moving forward, the Blues are going to say, hey, yeah, it's tied 1-1, but we're going to let our star do the talking for us. And Vladimir Tarasenko gets his 16th goal just about 40 seconds later to give the Blues a 2-1 lead. And you guys got to go back and watch the video of this goal. I've never seen anybody score goals from such angles as Tarasenko does.
Now Fabry, good move at the line. In front, shot, rebound. They score! Tarasenko from a sick angle. It's 2-1.
In the battle for the Art Ross Trophy right now, Tarasenko is within one of Connor McDavid. Great move in the neutral zone by Robbie Fabry, and a wicked wrister, but the footing of the goalie, Cam Talbot, on a sharp angle. I'm not sure if Tarasenko realized or saw or sensed that the goaltender was off balance, but he's going to his right, and it looked like the outside edge of Cam Talbot got caught, and he just turned an ankle.
What a goal by Tarasenko. On the stick side of Talbot, just probably right on the line, on the side of the goal, and Talbot really wasn't paying attention and just put it right in a little bitty hole, maybe 6 inches wide, 7 inches at the most. Perfect shot. Can't say any more about it than that. It was Tarasenko's 16th goal, Fabry's 11th assist, and Parayko's 15th assist. Fabry, didn't get any goals last night, but he played very well, and so did Parayko. That goal was 12 minutes, 17 seconds into the first period, and the Blues take the 2-1 lead. You know, I've been reading so much about the NHL All-Star vote, and they're talking about P.K. Subban, they're talking about Crosby, they're talking about Connor McDavid and how they're leading the rankings and everything, and they're so deserving of it. Hey, that's great. I think they're all three very good players, especially Crosby and McDavid. I think sometimes Subban gets a little bit overhyped. I'm not saying he's not a good player. He is a good player. But, you know, these guys deserve everything they get. But I certainly hope that fans across the U.S. are really looking at Vladimir Tarasenko as a top all-star, because he is. I don't care if you're in St. Louis. I don't care if you're in Chicago. I don't care if you're in Dallas. I don't care if you're in California. I don't care if you're in New York, Florida, wherever. You know, guys, if you don't know that much really about Tarasenko, you've just heard some things, look him up. Look at his stats. Vote for Vladimir Tarasenko. I'm not saying don't vote for Crosby. I'm not saying don't vote for other guys. I'm not saying that at all. Those are very deserved players, but go ahead and vote for Tarasenko. The second period would have no goals. As I said, these teams were evenly matched, and you just could keep telling that. They'd get an opportunity. One team would play very good defense and get the other team out of the zone very quickly. Another team would put a little bit of pressure. The Blues put some pressure on Talbot for a little bit. He made some great saves. Edmonton did the same against Carter Hutton. Like I said, there was no goal in the second period going into the third period. You just had a feeling that whoever got the next goal, whether it was Edmonton to tie it or the Blues to take a 3-1 lead, would end up winning this game. Well, Edmonton did get the first goal, and they tied it at 2-2.
Dreisaitl hustled to get the puck to Davidson. Long shot, scores! Patrick Maroon in front, tips it home, and the St. Louis native ties the game at 2.
I think you might get a challenge here from the St. Louis Blues because they're talking about it. But Patrick Maroon works out of the corner, and this is a guy just fighting a shooting lane. Take a puck to that. That's a good goal. Nothing wrong with that. No contact on the goal. Getting in first on the forecheck was the key to this. Getting it out. Bang. Puck goes in. Good goal right there. I don't think there's any chance for a challenge. Well, it might be a chance for a challenge, but no chance that challenge will be overturned, I don't think, when that.
And he's dead on. There's no way the Blues would win a challenge on that. There's just no way. It was a good goal, and it gave Edmonton a 3-2 lead, and it was Patrick Maroon's 9th goal of the season. Davidson got an assist, his actual first assist. Drysdale, who I spoke about earlier, very good player. He's been playing very well for them this year, and I think he's just coming into his own. 5:47 of the third period, and we're tied at 2 apiece. This would be a hard-fought third period for both teams. were thinking, man, if the Blues can just get a goal and take that lead and they can hold it, this would be great. You know, they would be able to improve their home record. The Blues kept pushing, but Edmonton and these young guys kept pushing right back. Edmonton's a very fast team. Not saying the Blues aren't, but Edmonton's got a lot of youth and a lot of speed. They were able to take this game to overtime. And Tarasenko, oh my goodness, just a little bit into overtime, got the puck, made a great move to get right up close to Talbot. Talbot made a great save, and basically that was the only great opportunity in my mind that they had in overtime before Edmonton was able to get this goal and win the game.
Andre Sekera, now to McDavid. McDavid, cross ice. Here's a shot, scores! Ryan Nugent Hopkins, overtime winner! Ryan Nugent Hopkins gets his sixth goal of the season, and the Oilers defeat the Blues for the second time this year.
And it starts with terrific defense. Andre Sekera, you call him Cool Hand Luke. Withstands the check by Fabry, takes the puck. Now he's going to move it north right away. Smart, though, he waits for the support to get there. Connor McDavid finds Ryan Nugent Hopkins, who shoots through the attempted block by Tarasenko. But Sekera makes this happen by playing good defense first, having poise with the puck, making a pass and going to the net, causing some distraction from Carter Hutton. A terrific shot by Ryan Nugent Hopkins.
Great pass from McDavid to Ryan Nugent Hopkins, and the game's over. The Blues lose it in overtime. They do get a point, so they go 1-1-1 on this homestand. I'm a little disappointed, you know, that they didn't get more wins, but let's stay positive, folks. So that goal was Ryan Nugent Hopkins' sixth goal of the year. Connor McDavid's 28th assist. Sekera, who also had a great pass to McDavid, got his 12th assist, and it was 2 minutes and 55 seconds into OT. And Edmonton starts their road trip on a positive note. You know, the Blues really need to improve the way they've been playing lately. They haven't played bad, but it's like they don't have that killer instinct to really take it to the next level. And Ken Hitchcock's right. You know, they've got to play that pressing game. They need to play that pressing game. They played it last night pretty good, but Edmonton was just a little bit faster to the puck at times, and they ended up getting the win. Let's go ahead and go over to some of the stats of the game. Edmonton improves to 17-12-5 with the win. The Blues fall to 17-11-5. Like I said, very evenly matched. Shots on goal, 35 Edmonton, 27 the Blues. Each team had a power play. The Blues finally get a power play in I don't know how many periods. Both teams were 0-for-1. Edmonton won 46% of the faceoffs. The Blues won 54% of the faceoffs. Pitlick gets his goal for Edmonton, his 8th of the year. Maroon gets a goal, his 9th of the year. Nugent Hopkins gets a goal, his 6th of the year. Drysdale, who I said has been playing very hot lately, gets 2 assists. Talbot makes 25 saves. Carter Hutton makes 32 saves. And both these goalies played very well. I don't know if Carter Hutton could have played any better. I know Jake Allen probably wouldn't have played any better in this game. It's just Edmonton got that goal and won the game. Brodziak gets his 5th goal of the year on an awesome, awesome shot right in the center ice. And you know, like I said, Talbot was a little out of position, but still a great goal by Brodziak. 5th goal of the year, and, you know, it's nice to see this guy, who normally doesn't have hardly any goals, get his 5th goal of the year. Tarasenko, of course, the sniper, gets his goal from an impossible angle. Talbot didn't have the right position on that one either, and it was Tarasenko's 16th. Shattenkirk gets an assist in the game also, and we're hoping the Blues will improve in this road trip. Let's go ahead, before we talk about more and the road trip, let's hear from some of the players after the game, Brodziak and Pietrangelo, to kind of see what their thoughts are on what happened during the game.
Yeah, we generated some chances, didn't give up too many, but we didn't have the killer instinct like we would have liked, and you know, we let them back in the game in the third, and unfortunately they got the extra one in overtime.
I know you want to clean up some stuff in the defensive zone. Not as many goals scored as the other night, but do you think there was any cleanup?
Yeah, I thought, you know, it's tough against they're a pretty potent offensive team, and you know, to give up, you know, Hutz obviously played great and gave up 2 goals, but you know, it's going to be a work in progress. We can't just expect it to be just perfect overnight. We gotta work at it, and hopefully, game after game, we'll slowly get better and better at it, and until it's back where it needs to be.
That was just having to spend a lot of time in your zone defending that team. Was our forecheck just that good?
No, I didn't think it was. I thought it was, pretty fairly even game. We took the lead going into the third, and they made a push at the end, and we couldn't close the door like we would have liked. And I didn't think it was we were running around getting hemmed in our zone like crazy or anything like that. It was just overall probably a fairly even game played, and it's the type of game that we don't really like to have. We like to be in a little bit more control, and hopefully we'll start getting back to that soon here.
Yeah, we had some good play throughout the game. Two good teams going at it. We just didn't find a way to put them away there in the end of the second and third period when we had our chances. So, they scored at the end of the third, but we got to find a way when we're up by teams to finish them off.
That's what Brodziak just said a minute ago. He said kind of like that killer instinct tonight. Was it tough to put them away?
We've had that at home all year. It just seemed like we were lacking it tonight. They obviously generate a lot of offense on their rushes, and we just didn't eliminate their speed enough there in the third period.
Looked like you had a pretty good chance there over time.
Yeah. Should have carried a little more. Thought I had a little more time, but we had a couple good looks there. We generally are pretty good in overtime. Point's a point, but right now we need more than that.
No power plays last game. I think maybe just one tonight. Are you doing enough to earn them?
I think we got to be a little more aggressive all over the ice. I think moving our feet, that's going to draw more penalties. Tonight was an example of that. I think we did a pretty good job on the forecheck. I just think we get the puck, for us as D and as forwards. I think both ends of the ice, we need to skate with the puck a little bit more and make them take penalties.
Faster teams, obviously, and
yeah, they're quick. They're quick all over the ice, and they do everything they can to just get the puck in the neutral zone and get it with speed. So we did a good job throughout the game, but didn't really eliminate enough there in the third.
Just as the player said, I said, the Blues didn't play bad. There was a few chances they could have eliminated that possibly led to a goal. I think the overtime goal was a little sloppy on their part, but it was still a great shot by Nugent Hopkins. You play a team you're perfectly evenly matched with. This is the type of game you're going to get. The Blues did not play bad. They really did not, but they still lose the game 3-2. Hey, they got a point. Let's hope they can move on to this road trip. And coming up on the road trip, like I said, they're going to be playing the Dallas Stars tonight. And, the Blues are 3-5-1 in their past 9 games. They had just come off winning 7 out of 8. So, as I said in the beginning of the year, and not a lot of people believe me, this is going to be a team that has up and downs. I'm not saying they're playing bad. They played a good game last night. But with the way they're positioned and the type of play that they play, and the size they have and the speed they have, they're going to have an up and down season, and hopefully they can correct that towards the end of the year. Where I'm sure we'll see Jake Allen back in, but Jake's not played well either. He's 4-6-1 on the road with a 3.35 goals against him. What concerns me about Jake Allen is not necessarily the goals against, because I think the Blues can score some goals, is his save percentage, .879. That is terrible, guys. If you want to have a good goalie and have success, it needs to be probably a 920, 929, somewhere around the 920 range, I'd be satisfied with. But 879 is not going to cut it. And whether that's Jake Allen's fault, whether it's the defense's fault, giving up too many opportunities, it just depends on the game you're looking at. So that'll be a tough game tonight at 7:30. You'll be on Fox Sports Midwest and KMOX Radio. Going into the game, the Blues are 17-11-5, and Dallas is 13-4-6, but they have been playing better. After that, they will play Tampa Bay on the 22nd and then come home for another homestand. So the Blues really need to play well in this homestand because, they're 8 points behind Chicago as of Saturday night. And then after losing last night, I'm sorry, I haven't checked recently, but if they don't play well on this road trip, they could be 12, 14 points behind Chicago. So we really need them to come up big and play well in this next game against Dallas and then against Tampa. I want to thank everybody for joining me here on the Drop Podcast. You guys know, if you listen to the show all the time, We're here after every Blues game, recapping, giving highlights, giving my opinions and commentary here in press conferences. We will always be here, whether regular season, playoffs, preseason. Thank you again for joining me. If you're new to the show, don't forget to download it. I want everybody to have a great rest of your night. This is Tuesday. Make sure you watch the Blues game. If you're in Dallas and you get a chance to go, go down to see him. That's a great, great arena there, American Airlines Arena, and it's fun to watch the game there. Most of the fans are okay. There are some jerks still, but don't worry about going to the game. If you're already in Dallas, you'll have a good time. I know several people that live down there, and they're pretty nice people when it comes to dealing with other teams' fans. Thanks again for joining me. Have a great rest of your week. I will be back after the Dallas game tomorrow, and then once more after the Tampa Bay game and forever game. The only thing left to say is, let's go Blues!
This has been The Drop Podcast. You can email The Drop at theofficialdrop@gmail.com. You can find us on Twitter at @OfficialTheDrop. Don't forget to subscribe or download this episode and past episode on iTunes, Stitcher.com, and ShoutEngine.com.